India is set to attend the forthcoming meeting of the Group of Seven leading industrial nations in London. India's presence at the meeting reflects its rise on the world economic stage. Indian Finance Minister P. Chidambaram says he will attend a meeting of finance heads from the Group of Seven nations starting February in London. He will join his counterparts from four other rapidly developing countries who have been invited to the meeting. Like India, Brazil and South Africa have been asked for the first time. China has been invited for the second time, while Russia has been attending the meetings for many years. The G7 nations are the United States, Japan, Germany, Britain, France, Italy and Canada. The group functions as a kind of global economic council. Economist C.D. Wadhwa at the Center for Policy Research in New Delhi says the invitation to India reflects the growing global importance of one of the world's fastest growing economies.
This is a recognition that India is an emerging power, has already made the mark, and by 2020 it will have much greater role to play. And therefore it's important for G7 to involve it in the reshaping of any international economic order that they think about.
In recent years, critics have said the G7 no longer reflects the reality of the global economy and have advocated its expansion or reform to account for the rise of new economic powerhouses. Mr. Wadhwa says any such changes will have to take into account China and India, which together house more than one-third of the world's 6 billion people and which have both experienced rapid economic growth over the past few years. India's economy grew 8.2% in the year ending April 2004 and is expected to grow another 7% this year. Economists widely expect the nation of 1 billion people to sustain growth of around 7% over the next decade.